has come out in a high formation at the Harbor Beach 32-yard line, 3rd and 7 coming up. Bohowski hands off to his second man, number 4, gets caught at the line of scrimmage, plenty short of the first down, maybe gain of 2 on the play out to the 29-yard line. That's number 4, Augustine.
Yeah, you know, if this was on New Bell's 30-yard line, it'd be no question that there'd be a punt right now, but the fact that they're not in field goal range, this is 4-down territory every day. So, you know, a 4th and 4 right here, you know, you got to stop them right here. Harbor Beach, this probably could be a turning point of the game right now.
2 men in the backfield behind Bohowski, who's under center. 2 receivers to the left. Harbor Beach defense adjusting accordingly. It's a handoff right down the middle. Quarterback keeper, number 7, Bohowski. He has the first down, but there is a flag on the play. Bohowski is brought in for the touchdown, but there is a flag back on the 23-yard line. Let's see if this one sticks. If it is, and oh, yep. It's a holding against the New Bell Panthers. So don't even think about that play. It didn't even happen. Don't even think about it. And now that touchdown, take off with 6 points off the board. It's still 13-0 New Bell.
And that blue man with the flag is going to have to run all the way back down the track to do it again.
There's plenty of school spirit here for the New Bell Catholic Central. It's quite the sight. The stands are packed on both sides of the ball. There's plenty of orange here. That or there's a lot of hunters on the other side of the field there.
Mm-hmm.
But it brings, instead of a touchdown, it is now that a 5-yard penalty, or that's from the spot of the foul. Spot of the foul, 10 yards. So now it brings up a 4th and 8.
Yeah, another break for Harbor Beach right there, and that they gotta learn here. They gotta stop them here.
And they need to capitalize off that takeaway there, and they need to stop them here on 4th down and get the ball back. You can get that offense back on the field and give their defense the rest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 5 minutes left in the 3rd quarter here. New Bell leading 13-0 on a 4th and 8. They're still gonna go for it. Same formation, 2 men to the left, 2 men in the backfield. Will they run the same play? And no, they're going back to pass this time. And has brings in the pass after a diving attempt by number 24. Number 24, New Bell, that is the unknown man. And that brings in a first and goal at the 5-yard line. We go from a 4th and 8 to a 1st and goal, just like that.
Yeah, well, what a time for them to complete their first pass of the game right there for a good 25, 30-yard gain down the sidelines. And then got tripped up. Nice grab by the young man. And it'll be a 1st and goal for New Bell here.
30-yard pass for number 24, the shadow knows his name. But Bohowski actually has his 2nd completion of the night. And it brings up 1st and goal at the 5-yard line of Harbor Beach. High formation for the Panthers. A handoff, number 6, Bennett Lewis. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, but still manages to push forward for about a yard, maybe 2. And brings up 2nd and goal out at the 3-yard line.
And New Bell likes that eye. That's what they've been having all their luck on this game. And I would get rid of the pass. I would get rid of the sweep. I would just keep running it right up the middle. At the very least, you're taking time off the clock right now that Harbor Beach needs to get back into the game.
Less than 4 minutes remain in the 3rd quarter. It's New Bell 13, Harbor Beach nothing. In comparison to the rest of New Bell's game, this one's a nail biter.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they're leading by 13, and we can just stack on 6 more right here. And that's a handoff number 4, and he does just that.
Yeah.
And it's a touchdown for the New Bell Panthers. It's now 19-0, New Bell.
Yeah, again, just another dive off kind of the right tackle there, so maybe a little more outside than what they've been doing. But nonetheless, they're giving it to their running backs and that, their star running backs, and they're doing the rest. And really no need to pass, no need to sweep. This is what they're having luck on. This is what they'll probably stay with the rest of the game.
And so now, after a 3-yard gain there for the touchdown from Augustine, they're going to go for the extra point, number 23, ready to kick this one away. And is that going to be that's an offside on the Harbor Beach special team? So that's going to take them half the distance to the goal line with 3:44 remaining in the 3rd quarter.
It looks like they're going to go for it. Like they're going to go for the 2-point conversion.
So they take off the kicking team and bring on the 2-point conversion team. Which in the thumb, that would be the same team.
Yeah, here, it would.
That's not quite the same.
You might see one substitution, but no, it's the same.
New set of helmets out there right now. So it's 1st and goal from the 1-yard line now for the New Bell Panthers. Coming out in the I formation, Bohalski is under center. And Bennett Lewis is the last running back. And it's going to be Corbin Kaper. He gets right in. And now it is 21-0. Panthers over the Pirates with 3:44 remaining in the third quarter. Harbor Beach is going to try and rebound here on the kickoff. You're tuned to 102.1 FM.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and 10-point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Helesky or Mike Brown for bow and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, along with the new Browning and Savage Bolt action slug guns. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slugs to choose from, along with every 16, 20, and 410 slug and buckshot combination. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sight and service is available. Over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock from 22 short to 50 caliber. Everything for your hunting excursion, from binoculars, slings, calls, scents, food, and mineral attractants. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
While you're out, Panthers picked off the Pirates number 47 here and gets the grab at about 5 yard line, 2024. So he's finally brought down by the Panthers defense. First and 10 from that point. They have 76 yards for a score. The first one of the night with 30-37 remaining in the third quarter. Novell leads 21-0. Spread formation, two wide each way. Lasky in the backfield with Kraft. Kraft rolling to his right, looking back to pass. Has nothing going and finally lets it rip to number 3 at, 50, at the 50-yard line, but it's picked off by number 8, Mitch Jackman of the Novell Panthers. So just like that, Duvall offense back on the field at the 50-yard line, and more importantly, the Harvey defense, the tired defense, is back on the field.
Yeah, and I think that's what Troy Shelf was kind of worried about, allowing a big turnover there with the passing game and that Harvey's just really known for. And that's what happened on that play right there. Duvall's going to have the ball again, and they're going to have another chance to put more points on the board there.
With 3:30 remaining in the third quarter, Duvall's offense is back on the field right at midfield in the I formation. Just when Harvey reached eight, and there's a little bit of fumble, but Bennett Lewis was in the right place at the right time, picks it up in midair, and he gets about 12 yards on the carry. He's out to, how'd he do that? He's out to the 37-yard line. That was almost a failed play in the backfield, and he turns it into about a 13-yard gain.
Yeah, it looked like it was supposed to be a fake dive to the first running back there, and actually the quarterback tipped it, and it went right to the third running back there, and I guess that's just been kind of the game tonight for Harvey Beach and Duvall in that. You know, Duvall picks up 13 there, first down, moving the chains, but they're actually coming out spread right now, I think, which I'd expect another run from now.
According to the spot, it's a 14-yard gain for Bennett Lewis. He now has 135 yards on the night. First and 10, and it's a handoff to Bennett Lewis once again out of the spread formation. He pushes forward for about 4 yards. He's out to the 34-yard line. Gain of 4, brings up second and 6.
Another 4 yards, another in-between tackle play right there, and they're running at will, really. They can run inside. Showed them last time they can bounce it out to the outside right there. So as long as they're keeping it on the ground here, I think they'll be just fine. Empty backfield here. I expect the quarterback to lead.
Three receivers to the left, two to the right, and it's a pass to number 8, Mitch Jackman. He's out for about 6 more yards. He's going to be close to the first down. He's out to the 27-yard line of Harbor Beach. And it's going to be third and inches. But official timeout, they want to measure this one. So it's 2:35 remaining in the third quarter. Folks, Moore Motor Sales of Caro has the four-cylinder EcoBoost Ford Explorer and Edge. Get up to 30 miles per hour per gallon, at Moore Motor Sales of Caro. Maybe seconding about an inch, a third of an inch of this one hold as they're bringing the sticks out right now. The ball is at the Harbor Beach 27-yard line. It is short by about 2-3 inches, so it's going to bring up third down in about 3 inches at the 27-yard line of Harbor Beach. 2:35 as the press box gets a little more lively here. I don't think Duvall's seen a game this close.